Lesson 1. Understanding film types and formats, your path to mastering film photography. Are you ready to embark on this exciting adventure? With each section of our lesson, you'll find detailed explanations, practical tips, and engaging activities that will guide you through the learning process. By the end, you will have a solid grasp of the fundamentals and the confidence to start capturing your world through the lens of a film camera. Let's get started. When diving into the world of film photography, it's crucial to understand the different types of film available, as each serves unique purposes and produces distinct results. The three main categories of film you will encounter are negative film, slide film, and instant film. Negative film. This is the most common type of film used in traditional photography. Negative film captures images with inverted colors. For example, bright areas appear dark, and vice versa. When developed, the film produces a negative image, which can then be printed onto photographic paper to create a positive image. Negative film comes in various ISO ratings, allowing photographers to choose sensitivity levels based on lighting conditions. It is versatile and forgiving, making it ideal for beginners and general photography. Slide film, also known as transparency film, slide film produces a positive image directly on the film itself. Unlike negative film, slide film captures colors accurately, allowing the images to be viewed through a projector or scanned for digital use. Slide film typically has a more limited exposure latitude, meaning it requires precise metering and exposure settings. Photographers often choose slide film for its vibrant colors and fine grain, which can be particularly appealing for landscapes and vibrant scenes. Instant film. This type of film has gained popularity for its convenience and the immediate gratification it offers. Instant film develops on the spot, allowing photographers to see their images within minutes. It typically comes in a self-contained cartridge that includes both the film and the chemicals needed for development. While the instant film may not have the same level of detail or resolution as negative or slide film, its unique aesthetic and the physical format of holding the developed image in hand make it a favorite among many photographers looking for a fun and creative experience. Understanding these film types is essential for making informed choices in your filmography journey. Each film type presents its own set of characteristics and opportunities, allowing you to explore and express your creativity in diverse ways. When diving into the world of film photography, one of the fundamental decisions you'll face is whether to shoot in black and white or color. Each type has its own unique characteristics, aesthetic qualities, and practical uses that can significantly influence the outcome of your photographic work. Type of film: black and white film. The black and white film captures images in shades of gray, ranging from deep blacks to bright whites, along with various shades of gray in between. This type of film emphasizes contrast and texture, allowing the viewer to focus on the composition, shapes, and forms within the frame. Black and white photography can evoke strong emotions and a sense of timelessness, often associated with classic photography. One of the primary characteristics of black and white film is its ability to enhance the mood of a photo. It can make scenes feel dramatic, nostalgic, or even stark, depending on the lighting and composition. Additionally, black and white film is forgiving in terms of exposure. Slight overexposure or underexposure can often yield interesting and artistic results. Black and white film is also a fantastic choice for portrait photography. It draws attention to the subject's features and expressions without the distraction of color. This medium encourages a deeper connection with the subject, as it often highlights emotions and storytelling elements more vividly than color can. Color film. In contrast, color film captures the world as we see it, with vibrant hues and rich details. Color film allows photographers to explore a broader palette of expression, capturing the subtleties of light and atmosphere in a way that black and white cannot. This type of film is particularly effective for subjects such as landscapes, street photography, and any scenario where color plays a crucial role in the narrative. Color film can create a sense of immediacy and realism. It can amplify the mood of a scene, with warm tones evoking feelings of comfort and cool tones suggesting calmness or detachment. The interplay of colors can also lead to striking compositions that draw the viewer's eye throughout the image. However, working with color film requires a more careful approach to exposure and lighting. Color can dramatically shift the perception of a photograph, and miscalculations in exposure can lead to undesirable color casts or loss of detail in highlights and shadows. Choosing between black and white and color. The choice between black and white and color film ultimately depends on your artistic vision and the story you wish to tell. Consider what elements are most important in your photography. Are you focusing on emotions, textures, and contrasts? Black and white might be the way to go. If your subject relies heavily on color dynamics and vibrancy, color film may be your best choice. Furthermore, almost every film camera can use both types of film, giving you the flexibility to choose any color by selecting the roll of film that suits your preference. Experimenting with both types of film is a valuable part of the learning process. Each offers unique challenges and rewards, allowing you to discover your personal style and preferences as a film photographer. Understanding film formats. Understanding film formats is crucial for anyone diving into the world of film photography, especially for those interested in lamography. The most common formats you will encounter are 35mm, 120, and 110. Each format has its unique characteristics and uses, influencing the outcome of your photographs. 35mm film. This is the most widely used film format, easily recognizable and accessible. It is often the go-to choice for beginners due to its convenience and versatility. A standard 35mm roll typically contains 36 exposures, 36 images, and it can be used in a variety of cameras, from compact point and shoots to advanced DSLRs. The smaller size of the film allows for a lightweight and portable shooting experience, making it ideal for street photography and everyday moments. Moreover, 35mm film tends to have a grainy texture that many photographers appreciate, adding a distinctive charm to images. You can find out what type of film your camera uses by searching online or by visiting your local photography shop for assistance. 120-60mm film. Moving up in size, 120 film is a medium format that offers higher resolution and detail compared to 35mm. It is available in various frame sizes, such as 6x4.5, 6x6, and 6x7, providing photographers with different aspect ratios and compositions. The larger film area results in finer grain and more dynamic range, making it a favorite for portraits and landscapes. However, 120 films typically have fewer exposures per roll, usually around 12 to 16 images, depending on the format used, which can encourage more deliberate shooting. 110-116mm film. Stepping into the 16mm film category, the 110 format stands out as a compact, cartridge-based option introduced by Kodak in 1972. Known for its small size and ease of use, the 110 format balances convenience with quality, offering sharp images and vibrant color saturation. While it's more affordable than larger formats like 35mm, it still delivers impressive resolution suitable for a variety of creative projects. Its compact design makes it ideal for casual shooting, while factors like film speed, proper loading, and steady shooting play a key role in achieving the best results. Choosing the right film. Choosing the right film for your photography style and intentions is crucial in achieving the desired aesthetic and emotional impact of your images. When selecting film, consider the following factors. Film speed, ISO. The film speed, measured by ISO, International Standards Organization, determines the film's sensitivity to light. Lower ISO films, e.g., ISO 100, are ideal for bright conditions and produce finer grain, resulting in more detailed images. Higher ISO films, e.g., ISO 800 or higher, are better suited for low-light environments, allowing you to capture images with less light but often at the cost of increased grain. Think about the lighting conditions you will be shooting in and choose a film speed that aligns with those circumstances. Color saturation and contrast. Different films have unique characteristics regarding color saturation and contrast. Some films render colors more vividly, while others produce softer hues. Research the specific films that align with your vision. For example, if you want rich, saturated colors for landscapes, consider films like Ektar or Velvia. For softer, pastel tones, films like Portra or Fujicolor may suit your style better. Grain structure. Grain can significantly influence the overall feel of your photographs. Some films are known for their fine grain, which works well for portraiture and detailed work. Others have a more pronounced grain that can add a grittier artistic quality, appealing to those who enjoy a more raw aesthetic. Decide how much grain you are willing to embrace based on your style and the story you want to tell. Special effects films. Lomography offers a range of experimental and specialty films designed to create unique effects, such as cross-processing or color shifting. If you are looking to push the boundaries of traditional photography and experiment with unexpected results, consider incorporating these films into your workflow. They can add a playful and creative element to your images. Ultimately, the choice of film is a personal one that should reflect your artistic intentions and style. Experimentation is key in film photography, so don't hesitate to try different films until you find the ones that resonate with you the most. Wrapping up lesson 1, embrace the art of capturing moments. As we reflect on the essentials of film photography, it's crucial to remember that mastering these foundational skills is the first step toward capturing stunning images. The knowledge you've gained in this lesson is not just theoretical, it serves as the bedrock for your creative expression and visual storytelling. Should you find yourself needing a refresher or wanting to delve deeper into any specific topic, don't hesitate to revisit this lesson. Each concept is designed to build upon your understanding and enhance your capability as a photographer. Moreover, take advantage of the other lessons available in this course to further enrich your skills and explore the vibrant world of lomography. Embrace your passion for film photography, and let your creativity shine through every photograph you take.